Great to get a win at home. Guys played great today, fought through a lot of adversity, played heavy-handed and physical. Special teams showed up in a big way for us today. Specialists played very well. Coverage units were outstanding. That's what we expected. We knew we needed it coming into the ball game. Just a tremendous team win, fought through a lot of adversity against a good football team.
The win play into your game plan and how you ran things today?
Yeah, the win was a big factor in the ball game, especially down there to the left. It was really howling down there pretty good. We had the first kick for points down there in the end zone, and we knew it was going to be a challenge. The gust picked up right before the first PAT. We knew we were going to have to probably go for two if we scored back in that end zone again. But other than that, we had a nice field goal try down there late in the game. We got nice and close for it. So Aldrich did a good job putting it through.
How good was this?
Feelings don't have anything to do with it. We played like the type of team that we're capable of playing. We played tremendous defense today. We were all over the field. We were flying around, running to the football. That was great to see. Special teams was big for us. Again, I can't say that enough. Going against that outfit, they have a lot of speed, a lot of lump in your throat returners, three of them, and we played tremendous on special teams, and the offense just stuck with it. We were shorthanded today, but that's no excuse. We have enough talented players to go out there and play well. Eli, took his shots when he had a chance to take his shots. We had some receivers, Tavares King and Roger Lewis made some plays for us today.
What did you think about the overall effort?
And Janoris Jenkins who overcame some adversity over the past few weeks today.
The redemption. I thought Janoris Jenkins played his tail off. We'll have to go back, take a look at the tape, and see what we saw on the last on that second pick. Thought we could ice the game there, but he played his tail off. He was all over the field. Did a good job turning the ball back inside a few times. Was playing physical. It was good to see him do that. Aldrich just kept kicking. That first one, it wasn't pretty. But we knew the win was going to factor there. He just kept fighting. We knew there was going to be some adversity, and Aldrich did a good job fighting through it.
At what point did you notice that the effort was going to be different in this game than it was the previous 2 weeks?
I thought we played well as a football team. I thought we played hard. We knew to beat this team, we were going to have to come out and exceed their effort and play hard and play physical and play heavy-handed, and that's what we did today.
Did you see a difference in effort compared to what you saw the previous 2 weeks?
We'll go watch the film. I know we played hard. I can see that we played hard from where I was standing. Played inspired football today.
You seemed more animated on the sidelines today than usual. Was that a conscious decision? Was it because of what was happening in the game?
No, I'm just going to be myself on the sidelines. I don't call plays anymore, so I try to stay into it on all three phases. Be myself.
On the fake punt, did you see something in film, or is it just your gut at that moment to say, where we are, let's just change the momentum?
Yeah, we thought where we were in the situation that we had, we were confident in the fake at that point and wanted to take some chances today.
Why did you want to take some chances? What was your thinking behind that?
Well, we were playing against a good team that is good. They're a tremendous football team in all three phases, and to beat them, you're going to have to think outside of the box a little bit and not be afraid to pull the trigger on some of those things.
How intrigued were you to see how your team would respond after the talk earlier in the week and everything that's kind of going on?
Again, it was about the game today. It's about the way the players played the game today. Coaches put players in a position to be successful. The players responded. Tremendous team effort.
Prior to the field goal late in the fourth quarter on third down, did you consider running the ball there?
Yeah, we considered running the ball there, but we knew they had plenty of time. And being going up against an explosive offense, you have to think about really all three phases in that instance. We thought we had a good play. We thought we had a chance to score there, and that was really the mindset there on third down is try to put a touchdown on the board. But it didn't work out.
What went into the decision to go for that fourth down there? I mean, I think you had fourth and five with about a 53-yard field goal. So what was your decision-making process there?
I'll have to go back. Where was it in the game?
Lewis won. You were at, 36?
Yeah, the wind played a factor.
On the Lewis catch, did they tell you they were reviewing it to see whether he got in for the touchdown?
It looked to me like he scored. It looked to me like it was a touchdown. I'll have to go back and see the film. They said they looked at it, and they were confident that he was down right there at the spot.
Ben, why do you think today against a pretty explosive offense was the day your defense put it together?
You know what? I think the defense, they came out and they played inspired football. They played tremendous football. They leaned on each other. They challenged each other. They played their techniques well. They played fast. They played aggressive. You know, we missed some tackles today, but the second, the third, and the fourth guy were to the ball pretty fast. So that's a big part of it.
What went into Eli Apple being inactive?
That was a coaching decision. Thought it was the right thing to do this week for him.
And Sterling had migraines Friday night, Saturday.
Sterling had migraines, and we felt it wasn't in his best interest to play.
It was part of the reasoning of going forward on certain situations, like you just mentioned, in addition to going against a good team, was it also because of what your record was and almost nothing to lose?
No.
Coach, how do you feel Chad Wheeler responded to the action he saw today?
I thought, Chad had a quiet day from where I was standing, so that's a good day for your first start.
One more. How do you feel that Eli played, especially on that last drive? I think it's a really good game drive.
Yeah, Eli played. He played aggressive in that last drive, especially. He doesn't get to throw the ball as much as he used to. We like to run it more. We're establishing the run, so he doesn't get a chance maybe to get in the type of rhythm that he'd like to get into in a ball game. In that instance, we gave him the ball, and we played it a little more aggressive, and he took advantage of it.
Thank you.